There's a whole big conversation with the experts about whether or not you should sleep with your pets at night. And this is always interesting, Raven, because you and I see so differently when it comes to this.
Yeah, that's for sure. For years, the dogs slept right in the bed with us. As a matter of fact, they don't sleep in the bed with us anymore. We now have their crates in the room, and I believe Barkley resents it. But they still get about 5 minutes time with us to cuddle before it is that we actually put them in their beds.
And I, under no circumstances, would ever allow my Lila or any pet that I have onto my furniture, let alone my bed where I sleep. To me, it grosses me out.
Yeah. Barkley tries to hide his resentment, but I know that it hurts his feelings because he used to be allowed in the bed with us. And I know that every night, because you know, I know this is because when Alicia tucks him in, he growls at her every night now.
Yeah, but like, doesn't their dirty paws get on the sheets? Like, obviously, I wipe Lila's paws, but like, it's they're still dirty. They're pets. The dander, the fur, like, that doesn't bother you in your sheets at night?
I don't know. Maybe my dogs shed less. We bathe them regularly. We wipe their paws every time they come in and out of the house. So, no, they're clean. You know, we've got white sheets on the bed, and there's never any dirt or mud in there.
Oh, gosh, I don't know why it irks me so much. So here's the research. It says that people say that it helps with depression and anxiety to sleep with your pets.
Sure.
And the study says that it might be okay for kids to sleep with pets too, but the jury's still out. There's no definite answer one way or the other, what's right and what's wrong. Now, your pet probably likes it, and I think everybody would agree to that. Like, I'm sure if I let Lila, her all 60 pounds of her, climb into bed with me, I am 100% sure that she would love to cuddle up next to me, next to mommy.
Well, it's going to create a bond, of course, right?
Yep.
Makes them feel like they're special, important, and not lower them. That's the thing. One thing that my dog trainer told me was the difference between Barkley and Baxter in my house is Barkley believes like he's a human.
Right.
He has no idea that he's actually a dog. He believes that he's my son and I'm his dad and that's it. Whereas Baxter's more like he's more of a survivor and he knows he's kind of a dog, but he's out to take over the world.
But it says the health benefits are really for your pet. They're not really for you. So that's another thing to think about. Here's reasons you may not want to sleep with your pets. For me, allergies, that's always a big one. Sleeping next to them for 8 hours, like if you have any kind of allergies, it's just going to intensify it. That's my biggest nightmare. And your sleep quality may suffer. My toddler, Dakota, sleeps in bed with us every night. My husband will put her in bed, like take her from my bed and put her in her bed at some point. And then she'll cry and come back and we do that routine every night. I can only imagine having to deal with her. What do you do in a situation when it's your pet that's rolling around and sleeping and snoring?
Well, one of us is always inevitably rolling over anyway. So if it's the dog, if it's my wife, it doesn't much matter. But, you know, something to consider. They do keep you warm like a little heater, which is good.
Yeah.
Cut down on the electric bill.
Anna and Raven's Pick'em News.
It's three news stories from the week. You only get to hear about one, and Raven picks which one it is. Ready, Raven? Here are your options. Number one, teacher being investigated after quiz question makes fun of Florida and Republicans. Number two, stolen street sweeper leads police on low-speed pursuit.
Nice.
And number three, woman arrested after random attack with a frying pan.
Frying pan can be dangerous, and I'm enough with the teachers in putting their own stuff into the classroom there. I'll go with a street sweeper, of course. Come on, that makes rational sense.
54-year-old man was driving a stolen street sweeper. He led the police on a very low-speed chase in Indiana over the weekend.
Oh, man.
Police said the driver, identified as Sammy H. Allen, was reported to be swerving at people like he was trying to hit them and then driving through residential yards. It was also reported that Allen struck other vehicles. However, there was no evidence of this. Here is an innocent bystander who was videoing the entire thing as it was happening.
Someone stole a street sweeper. This man stole a street sweeper. Oh, hell no. Y'all see this? No, man, no.
Oh, hell no.
Oh.
Who are you narrating to? I mean, if you're taking the video, let's be honest, right? Now, if you see something that happens in real time and it's very, very quick and fast, right?
Yes.
Narration, it plays a key role there because it's almost like, let's slow down the film. Let's see what happened here for a moment. But if something is approaching 3 miles per hour,
right,
and you're filming it from left to right going down the street, I think everybody can figure it out. You don't need to say it, and if you say it, you don't even need to say it twice. I mean, even more.
Street sweeper.
Right, yep. Thank you.
Just
that much is obvious.
Everybody, right.
Right.
I was thinking about it, though. Like, if I were to steal a street sweeper,
yeah,
I don't think I'd know how to drive it. I was thinking about if I get into a car that's not my regular car,
yeah,
I can't even turn on the windshield wipers, figure out how to turn on the car, how to change a radio station,
nothing.
Where
do I move the mirrors? Yeah, that type of stuff.
So
sure.
I've made a list of vehicles, and you tell me, if you got in without any hesitation,
could I start it?
Could you start it and drive that thing?
Okay, go for it.
One, a boat.
Yes, I could start a boat because I actually sold boats for a hot minute when I lived in California.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A plane. Many buttons. So
it depends on the
plane.
Like a tiny plane? No, you know what? I can't start a plane. I can't start any plane.
All right. A street sweeper.
Street sweeper, I think I could. You know, I mean,
no.
I don't know. I'm thinking it looks a lot like a car inside.
So?
I think there's probably an ignition switch, and I think I could probably figure that out. I mean, if this guy figured it out, I think I could figure it out.
Space shuttle.
I've watched a lot of movies on space, but the thing is I don't think your controls really do anything till you're actually up in space.
Really?
So somebody else has to hit start for you to leave and be in space.
You definitely can't steal a space shuttle. Like, it would be really difficult to do that.
You have to have a friend, like, in Houston, and you're like, dude, start it. Like, hit the button. He's like, all right, cool, I'm going to start it.
You have to be in cahoots with Jeff Bezos.
Yes, you're right. There has to be some sort of connection there, right?
That's all I need to know about you.
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 You see people doing questionable things all the time, and you know you're not supposed to judge, but sometimes you just look at that person without knowing a single thing about them, and you shake your head and you say, yup, that's all I need to know about you. You can always call or text 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. On the text line, Raven, it's been busy. If you disrespect retail employees, that's all I need to know about you. You disrespect any employees, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, just try and be nice to people, right?
Yeah,
now, if somebody's a jerk and you're handing it back, then, you know, there's that. But, you know, but try and be nice in general.
This one made me giggle because this is the reason why I married Paul. If you don't eat your pizza crust, that's all I need to know about you.
You married him because he does or he doesn't?
Paul does not eat his pizza crust, husband. And I eat it. And that makes me happy inside.
Yeah.
And it's something that started very early on in our dating because I would be like, you don't eat the crust? And he's like, no, not really.
I'll take it.
Can I have your crust?
Right.
So now, all these years later, he knows to immediately take his crust and put it in my plate. And I love that.
Right.
It's what makes our marriage work, really.
You know, if my wife is feeling generous, she'll let me eat her crust. But other than that, she's usually scolding me for eating too much. Mm. So she takes her crust and throws it away.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
What kind of sin is that?
Yeah, you're right.
Nobody
gets
the crust.
Right. Nobody gets the crust. It seems wasteful, doesn't it?
It doesn't make any sense
at all.
Thank
you very much.
I mean, what if it even has a bubble? Because you know when you get that bubble on the pizza crust, it's the best.
Yeah. Well, you know, the bubble is like, you look at it and you're like, oh, but you still got to put your mouth on it. You're a little bit upset for a minute. You know, you wonder if it's ruined the pizza, if it's pushed some sauce off to the side. Did that cost me sauce? Did that cost me cheese?
No.
But you're still going to bite the bubble.
The pizza bubble is a bonus.
Yeah.
100%.
Okay. If you leave busted stuff all over your yard for years, that's all I need to know about you. Went for a walk the other day with the dogs, and right along this like, you know, park path here is a bunch of houses. And there's a house there. You know the fabric gazebos, right? You know, like pop it up and it's, you know, whatever. You use it for one season, maybe two. There is one there that the fabric busted off of, I'm serious, like 3 to 4 years ago.
Right.
And there's nothing left on there.
Yeah.
It's just the empty frame of this gazebo. Mm-hmm. And it has been on this deck for 4 years. You know what? I actually think it's longer. I used to live in that neighborhood, so it's been 6 years since I moved out of that neighborhood. That gazebo was standing when we left, and it was broken like the weekend we left.
Like, don't you wonder, like, how...
What's going on there?
What's happening?
Right. I mean, it would take you 10 minutes to break this thing down. I don't understand.
It's like... Is it one of those projects, though, when you're like, I'll get to it this weekend, and the next thing you know...
It's 6 years later. 6 years? I mean, hang some lights on it at this point or something.
You ever want to call in or text to 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. It's Veterans Day, and truthfully... Soldiers are better than us in a lot of ways, Raven.
Sure, of course they are. I mean, they take the call to service.
Yep. I want to thank my cousins, Navy Corpsman Keith Parmalee and Army Specialist Lorenzo Lopez, for their service.
Thank you to my father-in-law, Command Sergeant Major Woodcock.
There's a lot of things.
Imagine if you had to answer to him,
Woodcock, right?
I just know he's going to be tough.
You notice how I paused? I was like, yep.
You just know he's going to be tough.
Right.
Yep. Captain Morse, my grandfather, and both my uncles, right?
There's a lot of things that soldiers do every day that us civilians wouldn't be able to hang with, Raven, right? Because
veterans do it better.
Yeah,
they get up early, right? They get out there, they start running, they do stuff.
So I texted my cousin Keith yesterday, and I was like, Keith, what do you have to do every day? Like, what's a day like in the life of a soldier?
Right.
And he's like, first things first, got to make your bed. And I'm thinking in my head, I haven't made my bed a really, really long time.
Years.
Yeah.
Really?
In my defense, though, my husband is still sleeping.
He's still in it. Right. So that makes that part difficult, right?
But like you said, Raven, they get up and they run miles. Mm-hmm. You know, they just get up and go.
They go into the face of danger. Mm-hmm. If there's problem, I mean, both domestic and international, right? They're the people that show up first. I mean, they're the ambulance drivers of the entire world, essentially.
They know how to do first aid stuff. Like, Raven, if you had a gash on your face right now and I had to do the thing where I tied a towel around you, you would bleed out and die.
Do you mean a tourniquet?
Yeah, if I had to do a tourniquet.
You don't do tourniquets on the head, I don't think.
Head
wounds, right?
That's exactly why we need a veteran.
Exactly why.
How about the fact that they say sir or ma'am? Like, they still have that respect.
They're the most polite, right? Well-trained, right? Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Their uniform always has to be perfect. I've already spilled coffee on me 3 times today.
My father-in-law has a map. Because he's gone away so many times, he has a map where he has to put the stuff.
They're always early so they can be on time. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
I do like punctuality.
Yeah.
I do love that. Don't be tardy.
Mm-hmm. And they don't walk and talk on their cell phone so they can salute and greet people as they walk. I walk with my cell phone in my hand all the time to the bathroom and I walk into walls. That says a lot.
Let's be real. Veterans are just better at all of it than us.
That's true. So we had producer John create a song to honor our veterans today. Check it out.
You probably know how to make a bed, to do some push-ups, comb the hair on your head. No matter how well you do the things you do, I can think of someone who is better than you. No offense to you, my friend, it don't get better than a veteran. Normal people are lazy and fat, but veterans are way better than that. Showing up early with spit shine shoes for veterans, that's just what they do. So while you're looking for the easy way, make sure you think of veteran on Veterans Day. America.
Has someone ever hit on you right in front of your significant other? So Jeff Bezos has been dating TV host Lauren Sanchez for a couple of years now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this video that has gone viral of Lauren. They're at some event and she has her arm around him and she's looking up at Leonardo DiCaprio with her arm around him, giving him these googly eyes. And they seem to be hitting it off. So the video and the picture goes completely viral.
Sure.
And her boyfriend, a.k.a. Jeff Bezos,
second richest man in the world,
posts a picture of himself shirtless on a cliff holding a sign that says fatal drop. And then it says in the description, Leo, come over here. I want to show you something. And they're joking. I guess they're friends and it was all blown out of proportion or whatever. Listen,
I mean, if you're the second richest man on the planet, all right, and you got to realize that, I mean, he's punching above his weight, right? I mean, Lauren Sanchez is a beautiful woman, talented woman. Jeff Bezos has gotten more attractive. Money will do that for you over the years. He's gotten in shape and all that stuff. But Leo DiCaprio is Leo DiCaprio. He's a smoldering volcano that walks with legs. The truth is that Jeff Bezos is showing the most control that he could ever have as a human being by not giving Leo DiCaprio the same googly eyes Lauren Sanchez is doing at that moment. I mean, I think I'd be basking in his warmth right there. I'd be like, oh my God, Leo, blinking my eyes at him.
But has anyone ever hit on you or your wife right in front of you?
Funny story. We're backstage at a concert, all right, and Incubus, popular band for a while in the 90s and the 2000s. I mean, people still know who they are alive. And the lead singer of that band, Brandon, was pursuing my wife around the meet and greet for a solid 10 minutes. Now, backstory on this.
Did you give her to him?
Boy, you need a lot more hits than that, my friend. All right. You better be Leo DiCaprio and I'm coming. It's going to be the three of us having a good time. No. So, I mean, backstory is that my wife looks like somebody a bit that he was involved with for a moment. And I think he thought It was her.
Oh,
he thought
funny.
It was her.
Yeah.
And it was not her. And he just kept trying to talk to her and pursue her. And she's like, okay. It's like running away from him.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
One time I was at the gym and my husband and I worked out together.
Mm-hmm.
And these two women had come up to me and I did Zumba with them. Like,
sure.
So I kind of knew them, but not really. Like, we're in the same classes together, right?
Yeah. You've seen each other before.
Yeah. And she comes up to me. And she's like, oh, that guy you always talk to. And I honestly, I don't wear my wedding rings at the gym.
Sure.
She's like, that guy. Who's that guy? And I said, who? You know? And
yeah, yeah. You're like, who?
Who?
He could be standing right next to you and don't know who she's talking about.
Because she's
right?
got this look in her face. And I'm like, who's she talking about?
Right.
And she's like, that guy. And she points to Paul, my husband. And I go, yeah. She's like, who's that? I go, my husband.
Yeah.
And she was like, you better hold on tight. And I was like,
what?
What?
What does that even mean?
I was like, you don't even know what to say to that.
Yeah.
You don't even have any idea.
Do you think I'm handing him over?
Right,
is that what's going on here?
Do you want him? I mean, he leaves his socks all over the house.
Right.
Everywhere. Do you like socks on your kitchen counter?
Because that's what you're getting if you sign
it.
Up for this.
But I remember one time when Paul and I first started dating, we were at a bar and a guy had offered to buy me a drink. So I said to Paul, like at the time we were so young, I said, babe, I go, that guy just asked to buy a drink.
Right.
He goes, did you get it?
Right.
And I go, well, no. He goes, why? It's one less drink I have to buy you. And I was like,
take every
okay.
drink the rest of your life.
I know, right? It's estimated that the average adult makes 35,000 decisions per day. Think about that.
That seems like a lot, huh?
From the time you get up, what are you going to put on? Are you going to go to the bathroom? What are you going to eat? And it's hard. Sometimes you make these decisions and they're hard.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're not so hard. You know, you're hungry, you eat something.
Well, big and small, right?
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
hey, you're right. There's 1,000 different choices. Forks in the road, if you will, Anna Zapp.
Yeah. What's your decision today? Going to help you out. 1-800-330-9999. Round the room. Raven, today, what is your big decision?
Well, I have to decide whether or not I'm going to sneak some fast food, maybe an extra value meal on my way home because my wife is going out with her girlfriends this afternoon.
Do it.
And she hasn't been allowing me to eat basically anything. I got scolded for 5 minutes yesterday after going for a second scoop of rice.
Mm.
Was like a big deal. She's like, I don't know what to do with you. I was like, how about just, you know, judge me silently like most people would do in a relationship and let me eat my rice
no,
in
she's
peace.
Looking out for you.
Yeah, like, no, I know she is, but yeah. I mean, seriously.
You realize, like, we give Alicia a hard time for monitoring everything that you put in your mouth when you're home, but if you look at the differences when she's really on you versus not, you're always healthier and happier.
She's keeping you alive.
Yeah.
You heard what Anna said. I've been far better good looking in other times of my life than I am right now.
Right.
I heard it.
No,
I heard the translation.
I
heard the translation. It's fine. No, I know. There's things for me to do.
So maybe you should get like the chicken, grilled chicken option at the fast food place.
So much healthier. So much healthier there. And then I have to decide whether or not I'm going to try and watch Dune for like the sixth time. I can't get through the whole thing.
Just don't watch it. I don't
can't
understand.
Do it.
Why do you do that? If you don't like it, just stop watching it.
I'm supposed to watch it. I'm a sci-fi guy.
All right. Well, you don't have to. Producer John, what is your big decision today?
So I have a dentist appointment today, but as you can probably hear, I've got a cold. I'm tested. Everybody's fine. It's all good. It's just a cold. But what do I do when I have a cold and I have a dentist appointment? I've never been in this situation before.
You cancel. You have boogers
you have to
in
cancel.
Your nose.
I cancel, right?
Yeah, you have to cancel.
What are you talking about? The first thing they ask when you walk into any doctor's place is, do you have a cold? Do you have a fever? Blah, blah, blah. What are you going to lie with? You sound like this with boogers coming out of your
but
nose?
But I'm on day 6 of this cold. I'm sure it's not even like contagious anymore.
People
it's not.
Don't care.
I'm sure he says. As
I'm
a radio
sure.
producer versus, you know, a doctor. That's what he says. He's convinced.
No, you have to cancel it and wipe down that mic when you're done talking.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. When I walk into my dentist's office right now, it's like going on like a space station. There's an airlock. There's one zipper room and then there's another one. I swear it's crazy.
My big decision is that Saturday is our holiday photos for my family.
Yeah.
And I'm debating, do I put my husband and I in it, which means I have to go find us matching outfits for the girls, or do I let it just be the kids this year and I just sit on the side, especially with this dumb leg brace that I have on. It's really hard to do a lot of the
that
shopping.
That is a big decision for you, though, because your Christmas card is a big thing. Your holiday card is a huge deal.
I know, and I don't want to be like, you know, I took a year off, but I just don't feel like going to the mall and looking for clothes and trying to match their color scheme. And
I feel like you're looking at this the wrong way. You got to work smarter, not harder. Just put the kids in there, leave yourself out. And it's, you know, it's going to be cute. It's going to be adorable. It's going to be festive. And you don't have to stress yourself out.
He doesn't understand how many years this thing has been going.
I
don't think he gets it.
What's your big decision today? Average American makes 35,000 decisions a day. Some small, some big, but sometimes you just need help with them. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Anna and Raven.
do I invite everyone over for Thanksgiving this year, or do I keep it the way it did last year where it's really, you know, intimate, only like 10 people, or do I invite the whole family, which is like 30 to 40 people?
Oh, I'm going full out this year. Going full out. I'm going to hug people. I'm going to kiss people.
Yeah.
I'm going to wet kiss people. I might even spit food out on my plate by accident. You know what I mean? I'll be like, fah, 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 having conversations, stuff flying all over the place.
The one thing the pandemic taught me was to simplify. And I have to say, there was something very nice about having small gatherings and being able, instead of like constantly running around. And I actually felt it over Halloween because I throw have a big Halloween party every year. Last year, I had like 8 people at my house and we enjoyed it. This year was back to normal and I spent the entire day. Who needs drinks? Who needs food? What needs to be refilled? You know,
it's busy to be the host.
Yeah.
No question.
And part of me was like, wait, why did last year stink so much? It didn't. It was really nice and relaxing. So what are you going to do?
Right. What are you going to do? What's the decision? What's the verdict?
I think we're supposed to help her with that. I don't think we've made it. I don't think we've helped her.
Yeah, you haven't helped me much, but I appreciate it.
Well, you could just have it catered, I guess.
Don't forget the green bean casserole.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's today's big decision?
Yeah, so my big decision is whether or not I should take a vacation. I don't know if right now is a good time. I kind of want to go to Europe. I've never been. And I don't know. I don't know if it's like the right time. I feel like I've waited. And I don't know. It's kind of up in the air.
Go!
I feel the same way. Like, I've been waiting and waiting for Europe. And I'm like, now's not a good time because the world's a little crazy. But guess what? Here's the thing. Pretty sure the world's going to get crazier.
It's always going to be something.
Yeah, it's always going to be crazy.
Granted, we just went through a pandemic, so it was certainly different. But I think that if you're going to visit, just go. Like, what are we putting things off for? What are we waiting for? Like, I always keep thinking that, oh, when I turn 50 or, oh, when it's this anniversary. Oh, for what?
Are you going to start singing Live Like You Were Dying? You're going to go skydiving?
YOLO!
You're going to go Rocky
YOLO!
Mountain climbing?
YOLO!
You're going to go
only live
Europe
once.
Flying?
Tomorrow's not promised.
I
so
hope...
you have to, whatever other cliche things that you can say.
Yeah, I hope you get the courage to live like you were dying. Good. Mm-hmm. Someday.
Right, I'm booking the flight.
Thank you.
I'm booking the flight now.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's today's big decision?
Should I put up my Christmas decorations now or should I wait until after Thanksgiving?
After Thanksgiving. Respect the turkey.
No, forget the turkey, man.
Yep.
Respect the temperature, all right? If you've got a time right now where it's actually, like, you know, warm enough for you to get it done, do it. Do it.
Unless you're really busy, come after the day after Thanksgiving, and, like, you don't know when you're going to do it, I think you have to go in order. I like when things go in order, and you have to have Thanksgiving first.
Got it. You know, it's interesting because I was in the stores the other day, and I'm already seeing the stuff, and, you know, it started, and I was like, I think I got to go put up stuff.
Oh, we're 5 minutes away from Valentine's Day. That's going to be out soon, too. You're going to be able to get all your candy hearts. I can laugh about it a little bit today, but yesterday, I was mortified.
Oh, yeah.
Mortified.
Yeah, you're upset.
So, I mean, I knew it had to happen eventually. Dakota, my toddler, she'll be 3 years old on Sunday, is a sweet girl, but she is not like Hayden, my older daughter. Like, Hayden was a saint. Never in my life did she get in trouble, never got a phone call home from a teacher, never got an email, nothing, right?
Just a good kid.
Yep.
Still a good kid to this day.
Yes. Dakota is a handful, without a doubt. So, this has been my worst fear since she started preschool this year, and here's the email. It's titled, Dakota. Hi, Anna. I just wanted to let you know that Dakota and a peer began pushing and growling each other on the playground. Then Dakota bit the child on the arm. It did not break the skin, but left a mark.
Oh, boy.
We talked about being safe, keeping our body parts to ourselves, and that our teeth were for eating food. A few minutes later, Dakota walked over to her friend and asked if he was okay and hugged him and then went back to playing happily together.
Oh, that's nice. See, it all worked out.
Oh, yeah. So now I'm like, oh my gosh, she bit a kid. She bit a kid at school. And I'm terrified because we make it very serious. Like, you do not bite. Like, when she goes to bite, because she's a biter.
Right.
I grab her mouth. And we do not bite. We do not bite.
Yeah, yeah. You forcefully let her know.
Right.
Right.
The problem is that she is obsessed with dinosaurs and wants to be a dinosaur.
Right.
So I'm relatively certain that on the playground when they were growling at each other, that they were pretending to be dinosaurs.
Of course.
So I immediately call Paul, my husband, and I'm like, she did it. She bit a kid. She bit a kid on the playground.
Right. There's all that dinosaur play. You had to give her a stegosaurus. You thought it was a good idea.
You know what he says to me?
Yeah.
Well, which dinosaur was she pretending to be? I go, what? He goes, well, if she was the T-Rex, it makes sense. I go, Raven. I said, Paul, our child bit another kid.
Right.
And you're saying if she was pretending to be a T-Rex, then we have to give her a pass?
Scientifically, he wants to just make sure that she had it anatomically correct.
I'm
you know what I mean? Like herbivore, arbivore, right? You know, he wants to be sure.
So my cousin Angela is the director at the school, right? So she immediately texts me after I get this email. Mm-hmm. And she's like, did you get the email? And I said, Ange. And she's also Dakota's godmother. We're very close. I go, why didn't you bite her back? Yeah, I go, everybody has told me that we have to bite her when people, like when she like bites, you know?
Yeah.
So she's like, and I'm the director of the school. I'm not going to bite your baby.
Right.
I go, listen, I need you to bite her. And she refused.
Yeah.
So then last night, like I finally get home from work. It was a late night. It was like 8 o'clock. And I sit down with her and I'm like, Dakota, what happened? And you could tell she's embarrassed. And she's got that look on her face. Mm-hmm. And she goes, I tried to eat my friend. Now, the good news is that she says she's not going to do it again.
Oh, that's good.
But let's just keep our fingers crossed.
Keep your fingers away from her mouth, too.
Absolutely. I make up things all the time and tell my kids.
Yeah, you call it creative parenting, but I've been telling you for years that you might be doing damage you can't undo.
I realize that I have truly become my mother at some points in life. Did your parents ever make you believe something when you were a kid, and then as you were adult, you realize, wait a minute, that was fake the whole time? So, I tore my ACL, my meniscus, in my right knee, so I'm like in this brace, and I have all these new fears now because of the constantly being in a brace and being afraid I'm going to hurt myself and all that. So, I was having a conversation with my daughter over the last couple of weeks, and I realized that I've probably taken this too far. Here's a conversation we had last night.
Hayden, what has mommy taught you?
To be careful when I get in and out of the shower because you think that I'm going to slip and fall.
And what can happen if you slip and fall?
I can die.
Because where are you going to hit?
My head.
And it's common. It happens a lot, right?
It's like a known fact.
Hayden now believes
that
people all the time
on the news every night. I always catch the update. Coming up in 12 minutes, the weather. And 7 people lost today through shower accidents. I mean, okay. It's a known fact.
Oh my gosh, yeah. But then I was thinking about it. I was like, there's plenty of known fact things that when I was growing up, I could not sleep with a bra on. You want to know why you're not allowed to sleep with a bra on?
I have no idea.
Because your chest doesn't grow if you sleep with a bra on. I believe that my whole life.
Right.
I believe that.
Right.
Your feet, the way that your bed is, if your bed faces the door of your bedroom,
yes,
you'll die.
Yes, no, I know. You've told me that.
Because that's how people sleep in the morgue. These are all things that my mom taught me that I truly believed until at one point I was like, wait a minute. That doesn't make any sense
I don't think my parents taught me a lot of fake stuff so much as maybe they showed me too much honesty, like through their divorce and stuff like that. Like, I would have probably rather have been lied to a little bit, but you know.
1-800-330-9999. What did your parents make you believe when you were a kid that as an adult you realized probably wasn't true? Hi, it's Ian on Raven.
I remember being told as a child, like, if I ever see a white van, that's definitely an abductor. Like, someone's going to try to snatch me and take me away.
If they offer you candy, yes. Everybody knows that. If an open van opens the door and they say, do you want this Snickers bar? Mm. Yes, they're going to take you.
Yeah, what's worse, though, the white van or is it the van that has, like, the painting on the side of it? Like, you know what I mean? Like, there would be a boat on an ocean or some, look like a Norman Rockwell painting or something on the side of the van. That's a creepy van.
Because
you know there's a waterbed
in
there.
The white van was always the one that I was always scared of. To this day, when I see a white van, I'm like, what's back there? It's candy to lure kids in.
It's probably like a local painting company or something like that. Could be a ladder, like a tarp, a couple buckets. always buckets.
I call it creative parenting, and I never thought I would do it. But now that I'm an adult and have my own children, I'm just like my mom. I make up things, and I tell my kids, and I make them believe it. And one day they'll realize that it's all fake.
You're a filthy, filthy liar. I've seen you do it. I saw you told your oldest years ago that anybody that was in the area, a guy, would kidnap them if she didn't stay by your side.
Did she leave my side? Right.
Still, these were regular gentlemen in public areas. They were not kidnappers.
1-800-330-9999. What did your parents teach you when you were a kid and then you realized as an adult just wasn't real?
Actually, it was me that taught my children that the ice cream truck turns into a music truck when it's all out of ice cream. They never asked me for ice cream because they always thought it was out of ice cream.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
I feel this is your confession. Yes. I feel like you owe me a push-up right now. I want some sort of ice cream treat to keep this secret for you or whatever. That's terrible.
I think it's genius.
Well, it sounds effective.
Anna and Raven, what did your parents teach you as a kid that you realized was...
My parents taught me that there was a Geltschweizer that lived in the backyard.
A what?
A Geltschweizer.
Wait, what is that?
Well, that's a little man that he greets money.
Oh, okay. So you had a panhandler in your backyard, apparently. All right.
Hi, Tana and Raven. What did your parents teach you when you were a kid that you know is fake now?
One of the things that they always told me when I was a little kid was that it was illegal to drive with the light turned on inside the car. And only criminals did that.
You know what? So this is actually a common thing. A lot of people still believe that driving with the light on inside the car is illegal because it's distracting.
That.
And I believe that it's up to interpretation. I think a cop can actually write you a ticket for that.
I think so. You can't see the road well.
I don't think it's per se illegal, but again, judgment. They could say, it's distracting or whatever.
It's definitely,
that's a great call.
Definitely only criminals do that, though. They're about that.
100%, yeah. Sir. Yeah. Hope you better not be doing that today. We'll report you.
Anna and Raven, what did your parents instill in you when you were a kid that now as an adult you know is fake?
Well, it wasn't me, but it was my cousin. She had a fish when she was a kid that died and while she was away, and when she came home it was a different color, and her parents told her that the fish comes to a point in its life when it changes colors.
Puberty. I love it. That is so good.
Aww.
Yeah, I mean,
voice started changing on that fish.
All of us had parents that told us like one of our animals went to a farm, right?
Well,
I mean, I don't think mine went to a farm.
I don't think there's a farm that has dead animals.
It's
a cemetery.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, no. Anna and Raven, what did you believe as a kid that you realize as an adult is not real?
I believe that George Washington used to come to every house to check to make sure the kids were sleeping at night.
That's how we did it in America. Are you kidding me? That's why he was the greatest president.
He's like Santa.
What are you telling me? That ain't true?
And I have trouble with dollar bills till this day.
Uh-huh. Well, GW can tuck me in whenever he wants. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Happy Veterans Day.
You know, what I realized, Raven, is that I learned from the best. My mom was a pro at making up things when we were kids, making us believe it. And it wasn't until we got older till we realized half of it was make-believe.
Well, childcare, I mean, lying can be useful, right? Necessity, the mother of all invention. You don't want them to go near something? Warn them off. Make sure it seems like it's some sort of pit of disaster.
1-800-330-9999. What did your parents make you believe when you were a kid that was totally fake? My mom tells my daughter, Dakota, that there's monsters under the table at restaurants.
I know.
And she tells her that because she always tries to go under the table. So finally, one day, she so calmly was like, Dakota, the monster under the table.
Yeah.
You know, her thick Italian accent.
Right.
And Dakota just froze. And now she believes that there's monsters under every restaurant table and she won't go underneath. It's kind of genius.
I mean, it's terrible, but it's effective.
Yep.
It works.
I remember when we were growing up, we had like the boiler switch at the top of the basement stairs.
Sure.
And you're not, like, we were never
allowed to touch it. Right.
But Joe,
it
my brother, used to touch it all the time.
Hmm.
So finally she explained to us that if any of us flipped that switch, that the house would blow up.
Oh, of course.
Right. So we were terrified. And then, God forbid, by accident, we came too close to it when we were trying to turn on the lights in the basement.
We're diving out the back door.
No!
Right.
Hi!
Running through the slider. Right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did your parents make you believe when you were a kid that wasn't real?
Hi, yeah. So every time I would go to someone's house, my mom was like, don't be rude. Don't ask anything. So anytime someone would be very polite and ask, oh, would you like water? Would you like food? I'd always say no. I felt like I couldn't ask. And now, like, even when I go to like a nail salon or anywhere and they ask, like, would you like anything? I have the habit of saying no and refusing everything. I don't know why.
I do too.
Yeah. Same here.
Why do we do that?
Yeah, I don't know, man, because you don't trust.
I get whatever they offer a bottle of water, I always say no. I could be be so thirsty.
Right.
I haven't had a drink of water all day. And they'll be like, would you like a bottle of water while you get your manicure? I'm like, no, I'm good. Why? I'm so thirsty. Why do I say no?
You can use some water.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What thing was ingrained in you when you were a kid that's ridiculous?
When you get too close to the microwave and it gives you cancer.
Oh, everybody heard that.
Right.
Is it? It was never true?
I don't know. I'm still eating it.
Do you know anybody who's got cancer?
I don't.
I mean, we all know people that have gotten cancer.
Yeah, but not from the microwave.
We can't prove that we got it from the microwave standing next to the microwave, right?
Right. From the microwave.
I mean, who knows? I mean, right? We don't know. All I know is that I really, really like my vegetables to be ready in 90 seconds or less.
Mm-hmm.
And if my Chinese food cools off a little bit, I throw it in there for 45 and sprinkle a little water on the rice, and it's like it's new.
Good news.
And name one thing out there that they say doesn't give you cancer. Everything gives you cancer these days.
Fair point.
According to cancer.org, microwaves are not known to cause cancer.
Oh, that's good. Thank you, microwave.
Right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the thing that they ingrained in you when you were a kid that's ridiculous?
Sitting too close to the TV will make you blind.
Ever since I went really large on my TVs, I was fine before when I had a big room. But there was one time in my old house that I had a narrow room. And we had a large TV in there. I had bought the TV before we bought the house. So I was closer to the TV. And when I was watching that TV in that house, it felt like I had to turn my head to see one side of the TV versus the other. And then my eyes started to go bad after that.
Oh.
Now, at the same time, something else was simultaneously happening.
Can you guess?
That's right.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us, they let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. James and Riley. Riley, what's going on?
All right. Well, thanks for taking our call. So here's the situation. My daughter, all year, the only thing she's been asking for is a Gucci purse. That's the only thing she wants for Christmas, and that's all she talks about. Gucci purse this, Gucci purse that, all the time, okay? It is a big present. It's $1,200, but... you know, that's going to be the big present. That's all she's going to get. So on my side, I don't really see what the big problem is. Like, let's just get her the thing she really wants. It's going to be the big present. Said and done. She'll be happy. Over.
$1,200. Wow. Now that's the big present? That'd be like the present for me for like Christmas.
Birthday.
Right.
Doing great years. On your report card.
Right. 2 years. Like every time I'd look over to them and be like, I want, they'd be like, no.
Remember your purse?
Right, yeah. Right. James, what's your side of this?
Well, I actually have the perfect solution to this problem. I've done a little research. I've looked a few places locally on Facebook Marketplace, Craigslist. I've even seen stuff on eBay that can be shipped that is, you can get a used Gucci purse, and they're like half price, if not less than half price. They're in good condition, and it's still, I mean, between $400 and $500, that's still a lot of money, but it's not $1,200 money.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about Craigslist or Marketplace or something, but don't they have, like, authenticated resellers of, like, these things, right?
Yeah,
isn't there, like, the Real or something? I've heard of some of these things.
Oh, I've been on all those sites, because trust me, I'm always looking. But, like, it's still a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's what, you know, if you're going to a real place, it's still going to be expensive.
Right.
When you start dealing with the Facebook marketplaces and, you know, the secondhand, like, somebody owned it and now they're reselling it on their own.
Right.
The big question that you run into is, besides the condition, is if is it real?
And you know what? When you're older and you're thinking about you want this bag for your collection, it's different than when you're 17 and it's the first bag you're ever getting and it's the thing you've been dreaming of. Oh, gosh.
Riley, are you against getting her a used bag?
Absolutely. I think if you're going to be spending this kind of money, okay, $400 or $500, say you do that, okay, ends up being a fake. Then she's crushed. Then we have to go out and find another one. You're going to probably end up spending more money than you would have if you went and just got the real authentic thing, one and done, make her happy. You know what's real. You know you have you have the real quality product. I don't know why we have to do this, like, secondhand bargain shopping. Like, we know what she wants. Let's just do it.
I do have to say that I find something very strange about giving somebody something used for Christmas.
Mm.
You know?
It's something you can buy for yourself.
Yeah.
But I don't know, right?
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. You know, the holidays are coming up, and James and Riley have a daughter. She's a teenager. I think they said in the email she was 17.
17,
yeah. And she has asked for a $1,200 Gucci bag. Mom says, all right, it's all you're going to get. She's been asking for it forever. Mm-hmm. She's done well at school. Like, she's going to get it. But Dad has come up with a different solution.
Yeah, well, Dad thinks that it's wise for them to go ahead and check out online options, come up with something maybe that's used or whatever. $500-$600, he says that's in the realm of purchase power for Christmas, but a $1,200 bag, as a teenager, it just doesn't seem like a practical decision for us. I blame Lil Nas and Billie Eilish.
But the thing is like, can you really give your kid a used gift for the holidays, especially when you're dealing with things like purses where you don't know if it's real, you're buying from secondhand? What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
Oh, I'm on the husband's side. I bought my 16-year-old a used Louis Vuitton on Real. Absolutely.
Okay. And you had a good experience?
I had a great experience. You go, you buy on Real. It was great. It was for her 16th birthday, and it was a real product. I mean, I don't understand what the mother's going for. I'm looking right now for Hermes for myself, and I'm going to buy it on the Real. So it's a great site, and that's the way to go.
Thank you. Sounds like a commercial for them.
Right. Maybe it would work out that way.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? James and Riley's 17-year-old daughter has asked for a $1,200 Gucci bag for Christmas. She's been asking all year for it. Mom says, all right, let's just buy it. Get her what she wants. It's the only thing she's going to get.
Listen, they both agree that she's a good student, she's a good kid, she deserves something very nice for the holidays. But James says, I looked it up online. We can find something that's used on one of these websites for like $500-$600. $1,200, it's too much.
What do you think? You buy a used gift? How about if it's not even real? Or do you just get the real thing? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
Wait, could you wait a minute? I have a Gucci bag that's here that's got the whatever, all the stuff on there. The tags and everything. Can you give me somebody's number or something?
No, ma'am. We can't do a resale thing. No, we can't do that. I mean, I think she'd like to pick out her own, but thank you for the call. So clearly, you're on the dad's side, though. Used would be all right as long as it's yours. I see.
She's like, I got this one since 1977. Would you like it? Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Kid is 17. They should be working, and they could go get their own purse.
Thank you for the call. Have a great day.
Earn your way, I guess.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I think that if this is going to be like a trigger for an argument in the future when it's time to pay bills, then definitely don't get it. But if it's going to make her happy and they can afford it, then it's a good thing to do.
Well, what a very rational, thought-out answer, said the person who also wants a Gucci purse for Christmas. Thank you for the call. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Well, I'm just thinking maybe split it down the middle. We don't know how old she is, so maybe give her cash towards it, and then every other like event, birthday or whatever, throw her more money towards it. And then at the end, when she realizes she has this $1,200, she might be like, wait a second, I don't know if I want to take this $1,200 and really spend it on a purse.
Then again, she might have already spent it. But you're right. No, I mean, that's a pretty good lesson. Right. Thank you for the call.
It's so funny. Whenever Hayden wants something, and I said, well, you have your own money. You've got your birthday money and all that. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, she doesn't want it anymore.
Right.
The minute that like she has to use her own money.
That's funny. It's true, though.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
James, our audience agreed with you. Maybe having a conversation with her, saying that we feel like this is too much money for a purse for you at this point. So we have come up with the solution of getting you something that's lesser price. Now you can get a different brand or you can get a used bag. Then she'll feel more comfortable in making her own selection. She'll be upset, but she'll be more comfortable that the decision was hers.
I mean, that's kind of, I agree that they agree. What can I say? I mean, it's like, I think it should be, you know, if you earn the money yourself to maybe get the most expensive thing, that's one thing. But giving somebody a gift that's $500 is still like, that's plenty of gift, you know, and it's still a really cool present.
Riley, you going to be all right with this?
I mean, I'll abide by the couple's court decision here, but I'm not happy about it. You know, I just don't feel really good about giving something. Oh, here's something that somebody used and now they don't want. And it's here. We'll give it to you secondhand. I don't feel good about that, but I'll go with it.
If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot up to $400. Thanks to HelloFresh. This holiday season, let HelloFresh send you everything you need to make delicious meals in about 30 minutes. Get 14 free meals plus 3 free gifts during their Black Friday sale with code ANNA14 at HelloFresh.com/ANNA14. Melanie, you're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Melanie.
Hey.
Thank you.
Raven's walking out of here. When that door closes, you can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Get more right than Raven, you win the jackpot, which is $400 today. Ties do go to Raven, though. Ready to play?
Ready.
Number one, Scott Disick was reportedly offered an outrageous amount of money to appear on the Kardashians' new Hulu show. With which Kardashian sister does he have 3 children?
Chris Jack.
Number two, Leonardo DiCaprio was cast as cult leader Jim Warren Jones in the upcoming film about him. What 2016 movie won Leo his first Oscar?
The Revenant.
Number three, Chris Stapleton dominated the Country Music Awards. He won Male Vocalist of the Year, Album of the Year for Starting Over, and his song Starting Over won Single of the Year, Song of the Year. But who hosted the event?
Simon Cowell.
Number four, Tom Hanks was asked to name his 3 favorite movies that he starred in. He said Castaway, Cloud Atlas, and the movie that he starred in with Madonna and Gina Davis. What movie was that?
Okay, so his favorite movies are Cloud Atlas, League of Their Own.
And number five, Neil Patrick Harris and his family are in a commercial for a new Nintendo Switch game. What 1986 original Nintendo game stars Link, a man with pointy elf-like ears?
Sonic? Oh, Legend of Zelda.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Yep.
Okay, so Melanie got 3 out of 5.
Pretty good, Melanie. Let's see how I do. $400.
Number one, Scott Disick was reportedly offered an outrageous amount of money to appear on the Kardashians' new Hulu show. With which Kardashian sister does he have 3 children?
With Courtney.
Courtney is right. What do you think is an outrageous amount of money?
Well, I mean, I think for Scott Disick, that's a sliding scale, right? I mean, he's already a pretty wealthy guy.
It's got to be $1 million an episode. That's my guess.
Yeah, that would make sense. For a reality show, that's a massive amount of money.
Yeah, number two, Leonardo DiCaprio was cast as cult leader Jim Warren Jones in the upcoming film about him. What 2016 movie won Leo his first Oscar?
It's The Revenant.
Yes. Number three, Chris Stapleton dominated the Country Music Awards. He won Male Vocalist of the Year, Album of the Year for Starting Over. His song Starting Over even won Single of the Year and Song of the Year. Who hosted the event?
Luke Bryan.
Luke Combs.
Luke Combs.
Yeah. He also won Entertainer of the Year, too. Number four, Tom Hanks was asked to name his 3 favorite movies that he starred in. He said Castaway, Cloud Atlas, and the movie that he starred in with Madonna and Gina Davis. What movie is that?
That's A League of Their Own.
Yes. You guys are tied at 3. Number five, Neil Patrick Harris and his family are in a commercial for a new Nintendo Switch game. What 1986 Nintendo game stars Link, a man with pointy elf-like ears?
That's Legend of Zelda.
Yeah. Melanie, he beat you 4-3 this morning. That gets you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
It's Melanie, and I can't.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl.
Another $100 in the jackpot. You'll have your chance tomorrow at $500.